Okay. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin says, "Venosa Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, Venosa Oil Moed Machne Alviim B'Seicha Machnois." The people journeyed, Kasha Yachnu Ken Yisol. The way they encamped, that's the way they journeyed. And Rashi explains, what's the comparison between the camping and the journey? It's comparing the two. Kasha Yachnu, the way they encamped, Ken Yisol, so they journeyed. The Sapna Rav, Divrei Yoel, says a pshat, that we see Chazal tell us that Yosef told his brothers, Al tirgazu b'derech, means don't talk Torah on the way. Don't get deeply involved when you're traveling back to Yaakov, because there's a chashash, there's a concern. You might fall into a pit. You've got to be careful when you're traveling, because when you're traveling, you've got to look where you're going, what you're doing, concentrate and focus. When Klai Yisrael were now journeying, so now you would think, how can they learn Torah when they're journeying? But when Klai Yisrael journeyed the Midbar, it wasn't like a regular journey. The Onon flattened the hills, lifted the valleys, killed the snakes and scorpions. So there was no difficulty learning while they were on the derech. So it's Meramez in the Pasuk, Kasha Yachanu, like where they camped, the same way they camped, they were able to sit and learn. Ken Yisrael, so too when they were traveling and journeying, they were able to learn at the same time then. And today, of course, it's rare that it's difficult for a person to be able to learn when he's traveling. Today, anybody generally can learn when they're traveling. Not if you're driving. It's not smart when you're driving. But when you're sitting in the passenger seat, unless, of course, you're a backseat driver, you can sit and learn. There's a story with Shmuel Birnbaum. He was on a plane, and he was sitting, of course, he was the biggest muspin in America. He's sitting and steiging away. And there was a Yid sitting in first class who saw him there. He comes back to Shmuel Birnbaum, and he says to him, I see the Rosh Yeshiva is learning here, and I'm sitting in first class. I want a zchus in the Rosh Yeshiva's Torah. And the person, because I'm Amish Atzadik, the person who's in Elohi Yid, he said, I want to switch seats with Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva can sit in first class in my seat. You'll be able to learn better. I'll have a zchus in your learning, and I'll sit over here. You know what you pay for a first class ticket? It was very nice of the person. So Shmuel Birnbaum smiled, and he said to him, you want a schus, my learning? I can give you a much better schus. You see this person next to me, this guy next to me, let him sit in your seat. You'll sit next to me, and we'll learn together. He said, no, thank you, it's okay. Today, to travel, it's no problem. You can sit and learn. The Pasuk says, Paragimel, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ele told us Aaron and Moshe, B'yoyim Dibra Hashem es Moshe Bar Sinai. These are the generations of Aaron and Moshe. And then it lists Aaron's sons. Next pasuk. Ve'ele shmois bnei Aaron. Habchor Nodav Aviu. Elozav Yisomer. And it doesn't mention Moshe's children, only Aaron's. So how does it say it's told us Moshe of Aaron? Says Rashi. Ve'ele told us Aaron and Moshe. Ve'ele maskel bnei Aaron. The Nikru, they are called, told us Moshe. Lefisha Limdon Torah. Because he taught them Torah. Melamed, this teaches us. Shekol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveri Torah. You teach your sons, the son of your friend Torah. Malo, because of the Torah counted, Ki Ilu Yelodei, as if you gave birth to him. The fact that Moshe taught Aaron's sons, they're counted as his sons. The Chasam Sefer says something very, very powerful over here. Only the Chasam Sefer could say such a thing. Aaron's sons are counted here as Moshe's children because he taught them Torah. Not only that, Aaron's sons had died already and they're still considered Moshe's sons. They're considered Kechayim over here, as if they're alive. They get a mention. The sons of Moshe are the opposite. The sons of Moshe, who are biologically his children, and they are alive now, they don't get a mention. Why? They're not in the Madrega to get the mention. Why is it? So he says, that the oil of Klal Yisrael was in Moshe. He had to take care of Klal Yisrael. Ad shelo yishkiach al bonov. Moshe couldn't take care of his own children. He didn't have time for his own children. Who did he take care of? Kol mevakish Hashem yotza el ol moed. Whoever wanted the word of Hashem would go to El Moed, would go to speak to Moshe. If you're not interested, you didn't go, he couldn't deal with you. Moshe's sons weren't interested. They didn't go. He was too busy to schlap to them. He was too busy to call them, to deal with them. As Rashi says in Yisrael, Min ha'har el ha'om, shaloi nifne lebeisoi. Moshe didn't go home. And min ha'har el ha'om. And his whole life was that, like that. He was busy with Klal Yisrael. And if you came to him, he had time for you. They didn't come. Aaron's sons came. He taught them Torah. So since he taught them Torah, they're his sons. So the Pasuk is very meduik, he says. The Pasuk says, Ve'ele told us Aaron Moshe, Ve'yoyim dibra Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai. On that day of Har Sinai, when Moshe started speaking, teaching the Torah, on that day, from that day onwards, Aaron's sons became his sons. And his sons don't get a mention at all. There's a well-known idea that a person should carry one piece of paper with a message in one pocket and a different piece of paper in the other pocket with a different message. On one should be written, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created for me. And the other pasuk you need to carry, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. I'm dust and ashes, I'm nothing. The problem is people usually carry one of the two pieces of paper. Either they're lacking self-esteem, or they've got the gaiva, arrogance. You've got to have a balance of the two. Very difficult to get exactly the right balance. This week's parasha begins, I think, with both lessons. Reb Moshe and his Sefer Dorish Moshe says, why is this always the parasha before Shavuos? Bar Midbar is always right before Shavuos. It's because a person could think, Kabbalah Satira, that makes sense, a yontif to celebrate Rabbi Yashiv, Chaim Kalievsky. People like that can celebrate Matan Torah. Little old me, personally, goes to work every day in a daf yomi little bit to celebrate Kabbalah Satira. How can I relate to that? It's for learned people. So we read Bamidbar, Su'u es roish b'nei Yisrael. Su'u eloshin, lift up, raise everyone, and count each individual. Each person has a chashivas. And each person is not bottled. Nobody is bottled to the tzibur. And you look in the Soprano, he carries this message further. He says, B'mispa Shmois B'nei Yisrael. B'mispa Shmois means specifies the name. A name defines your essence, your individuality. Everybody's name was even counted. Some of you have heard from me before the song, Ano, 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 Avdo de Kudsha Brichu. How can you sing that song? They asked the Vision of the Rebbe. It's I, focusing so much on yourself. So I heard a pshat once. It makes sense. Because before you can be an eved of Kudsha Brichu, you're going to serve Hashem with your talents, with your individual capabilities. You have to know who you are. Ano, 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 focus. Who am I? What can I do? Then I can be eved Hashem properly. Everyone can accomplish as an individual if you put in the effort, if you have the self-confidence, if you believe in yourself. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dardoi. He was a tremendous Bala Avera, one of the greatest Bala Avera. He reached rock bottom mamish. And a Zoyna told him he'll never ever do tshuva. And somehow he got the message then. He went and sat down between two mountains and he cried. And he said, he asked Rabbi Shalom for rachmim. And he was refused. He asked Shemaim v'aretz, the mountains should help me, daven for me, for rachmi for me. Shemaim v'aretz should daven for me. Then he tried the chamul levona, kichav mazolis, every one of them. And they all refused him. And then he sat down and he said, Ein hadova toli elabi. It only depends on me. Only I can do it. Only I can be masak myself. He recognized that. He did a tshuva shlema. And when he died, a baskel went out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Dardoi is mezumen l'chaya oylem abo. Imagine it. The worst, lowest person in Klal Yisrael. And he gets smicha. A bus girl gives him smicha. Rebbe Elazar ben Dardoy. How is it shaykh? Smicha? Yeah. He got smicha because what is a Rebbe? A Rebbe is somebody who teaches you. And he taught everybody the world, the greatest lesson you could ever learn in life. He came to the mountains. He came to the mausoleums. Everybody in life has excuses. I would be somebody as well. If only. If only it wouldn't be a problem of my environment. So that, he tries the mountains. It's the mountains, the things around me. Then he tries the mausoleums. It's the bad muzzle I have. Everything he tries, everybody's excuses for what goes wrong in life. They blame family, they blame the Rebbe, they blame a teacher. There's always people to blame why they didn't become who they could be. So he taught us, no. Ein hadavar tolui ela bi. There's only one person it's dependent on, it's yourself. He taught that lesson. He gets the title Rebbe. Yes, it's difficult at the beginning if a person wants to steig. The excuses are easy to find. But take comfort in the knowledge. It takes a car a great deal more time and energy to accelerate from 0 to 30 than from 30 to 60. You get going, you have momentum, you have speed, it goes much easier. But the problem is when a person does accomplish, when he makes waves in life, that's when the gaiva starts playing a part. The gaiva kicks in then, the arrogance. Look who I am, look what I'm accomplishing. So the Pasuk at the beginning of this week's parasha mentions Bamidbar Sinai. And the Medrash says, why does it say Bamidbar Sinai? A person has to make himself like a midbar. Hefka, like a midbar. Means no self, no I. Meaning, yes, the ano, 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 the I. You can have the I. That's how to be Ovid Hashem. But if the I is the arrogance of the I, that's also. You've got to be like a midbar to be Ovid Hashem. To help others, to look, not to look for yourself. It's a very hard balance. And this we see also in this week's parasha, counting. Counting, if you look in Rashi, in the beginning of Shemois, Rashi says that counting is like stars. The Rebbe Shalom gives each one a name, and it gives a comparison to stars. So the counting is stars. That's one way the Klal Yisrael compared to. And then you look at the Haftorah of this week's parasha. And the Haftorah of the first pasuk is, V'yomispa b'nei Yisrael k'choil hayom, asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. So we have the two brachas, sand and the stars. You could not get two opposite brachas like this. Why? The closest two stars are 4 light years from each other. A light year, for those who don't understand, means that light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, which means for the light of the sun to reach here, the sun is how far? 93 million miles away. So 93 million miles, and you're traveling 186,000 miles a second, that takes 8 minutes to get here. 8 minutes for the light of the sun to get here. So imagine if light can travel in 8 minutes, 93 million miles. Imagine how much light travels in an hour, a day. Then imagine a month. A light year is the distance light can travel in a year. There are stars you look at the sky and see. Those stars don't even exist. They disintegrated 2 years ago. It took 2 years for the light to travel here. And you're seeing something that doesn't even exist at this moment. So stars are so distant from each other, as the two closest stars are 4 light years from each other. On the other hand, we're compared to stars, to sand. Pick up a handful of sand and try and separate the grains of sand from each other. Very difficult to do. They're so together, there's so much togetherness in sand. And these are the two brachas that we have in this week's parasha, in the parasha in the Haftorah. We have the stars, the Klal Yisrael. Each person should be an individual. Each person, like the word star, can star on his own, can be a star, each person. And then you have the sand of the sea. And the sand is, the Klal Yisrael have to be unified as one. Klal Yisrael have to be united like the sand is united at the same moment. My marshal for it always, I think the perfect marshal for it, is a jigsaw puzzle. If you have a jigsaw puzzle and there's one piece missing, Each piece has tremendous chashivas, tremendous importance. One piece on its own is nothing. But each piece has tremendous chashivas as well, because without it, the puzzle is not complete. The Chaznish said that it's a requirement for Matan Torah Av Yisrael. You see, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ha Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's a requirement. You see, two of the Kinyone Torah, the Mem Ches Kinyone Torah, one of them is Noisa B'Oilim Chaveroi, and the other one is Oyev Sabriyis. Two of the Kinyone Torah about Av Yisrael. And the Chaznish says, the reason is that a person who cannot sacrifice for his friend, cannot sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you going to keep mitzvahs, which are difficult to keep? You cannot be a selfish person. So a person who is able to give for his friend will be able to keep the Torah also. It's interesting about the counting. You have the beginning of this week's parasha, right through the parasha of the counting. In Derech Sicha, it mentions Reb Chaim asked his father, the stipler, that how come in the numbers, you always find, in all the numbers in Bamidbar, round numbers, it's almost always 100, and it can be 50 also. So how come there's exactly round numbers? So Reb Chaim said that less than 50, they didn't count. They rounded it off to the closest 100. It was more than 50, the closest 100, or less than 50, the closest 100, either up or down. And it was 50 exactly, then they would mention it. God was exactly, ended off with a 50. So there it mentions 50. But if it wasn't exactly 50, it was rounded up. And he brings Gemara's, where you see in Chazal, this concept of rounding up to the nearest 100, to the nearest 1,000. And he brings Rise and Shas. And he asked this to his father's stipler, if he agrees with him. And his father said he doesn't agree. His father said, if there's a number in the Torah, it's exact. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. That the word worked out exactly like that. Ribbono Shel Olam can do that. So it worked out exactly, rounded off to those hundreds. That's how it was. On the numbers, the Chasam Sefer says slightly differently to both of them. I saw the Chasam Sefer in Teres Moshe, he writes that he asked the Kasha that it says the total for each Shevet. And at the end, it says the total for Klai Yisrael, 603,550. The Torah doesn't write extra words. So what's the big deal? Once it writes the number for all the Shvatim, so now I can add it up myself. And I can see there's 603,550. Of course, some of you would have difficulty adding all those numbers together, especially pre-calculator days. But the Torah doesn't need to write, doesn't need to give us, of course, an addition. So why does the Torah write the total number? So Chasam Sefer says, he brings a Rosh that says at the end of Psochim that the Torah ignores if there's just one number missing. For instance, the Rosh says, we count 49 days in Sfira, and the Torah can call it 50 days. And the Torah is not makpid about missing one. 69 nefoshes came down to Mitzrayim. The Torah refers to it as 70. One missing the Torah isn't bothered about. It rounds it up. So he said, if it would have written the number just of each shevet, it could be that every shevet is missing one. So it gives you the total number of 603,550 that you know there wasn't missing that many people. Now, they still could be missing one. But now, the maximum they could be missing is one now. Have a good Shabbos, a good Yom Tov. Shabbos, Yom Tov.